Welcome into another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter. You can see miracles.com at TitansMCM. Today is Monday, March 6th. A few interesting notes over the weekend. Teron Davenport was on the radio on He Who Shall Not Be Mentioned's show on Friday, and he mentioned that he is hearing that it is likely that Tannehill and Bud Dupree will both be back with the Titans this season. Now, I wrote about this on Saturday on MCM. Teron reached out and, you know, basically said, look, I'm not saying that, this is Teron speaking, saying I'm not saying that they're definitely going to be there, but that's what he's hearing, that it's kind of trending that way. So just kind of from the top, let's get that clear. That he's not, you know, predicting that they are definitely going to be there. He's saying that from what he's hearing, it's trending in that direction. And I said in the article that I wrote, with Tannehill, it's no huge surprise. You know, if they could get something of value for him, I think it would make sense for them to do that. But if not, keep him for another year. They're not going to tank. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, they should tank and try to get one of these top quarterbacks that's coming out next year. Like, fine. I understand why that's valuable. I understand the conversation around that. That ain't Mike Vrabel, right? I just don't see that happening here. So I think they're going to do the best they can to win this next year. I think they can be better in 23 than they were in 22. I think if you can upgrade the offensive line, which should not be hard, and you can get a healthy Ryan Tannehill, you get another weapon, they'll be better. You get Harold Landry back. I mean, like, I think that it's not inconceivable they could be better. I think it's also possible that, you know, you end up with Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud both in this division, and then, you know, you're in trouble a little bit down the road, but they're rookies in 23 and, you know, all that stuff. So, I mean, I think that I'm not all that surprised on Tannehill. I'm a little bit more surprised on Dupree just because, like, I mean, with all that money they're paying him and he's done nothing, he hasn't been healthy, it seemed like a good time just to kind of cut bait and move on. I will say that, you know, they could do some things with his contract to restructure or whatever to alleviate some of that cap number this year, push it into future years where they don't have the cap issues that they have this year. And so that could be on the table. We'll kind of have to see all that plays out. Listen, I think Bud Dupree's better with a healthy Harold Landry out there, with Autry and Simmons and all that. I mean, like, I think that, you know, I think Dupree would be better in that scenario, but he has not been good in the 2 years that he's been here. He hasn't been healthy either. He came in hurt and has been hurt ever since. So a little bit interesting there. Teron also mentioned that the Titans favor C.J. Stroud of the quarterbacks in this draft, which also does not surprise me. I favor Bryce Young. I think that's been pretty clear. I'm also an Alabama fan, so I do have some bias there. I will admit that. But I honestly believe that Bryce Young is going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. I think he just knows how to play the position. I think he's really, really good at moving in the pocket, at keeping plays alive, and not having to rely on his legs. So I think the stuff with his frame and all that stuff is not going to be as big of a deal as some people think. It may be a bigger deal than I think. You know, I'm willing to concede that. I also think C.J. Stroud is going to be really good. Like, I'd be perfectly happy if the Titans end up drafting him. I want a guy that can throw. Don't give me Will Levis, Anthony Richardson. Don't try to sell me on those guys. I don't care about their numbers. I mean, they're like combine numbers, the measurables. Like, I don't care about any of that. Anthony Richardson is he's a freak athlete. No doubt about that. He's a great athlete. Watch his tape in college. He's not a great quarterback. If people are like, oh, Josh Allen. Yes, Josh Allen, sure. But there have been a lot of guys that have come out like Josh Allen and have not developed into Josh Allen, okay? So Josh Allen is the exception, not the rule. We should not start basing how we view those types of prospects, Levis and Richardson. We should not judge how we base those types of guys off of Josh Allen, because more likely than not, they don't become Josh Allen. So that's kind of the feeling there. But hey, if somehow the Titans end up with C.J. Stroud, I'd be perfectly thrilled. I think that would be awesome. The other thing that happened, I guess, kind of over the weekend is, you know, the Jeffrey Simmons social media drama. He deleted his Twitter. He dropped the Titans stuff from his Instagram. He unfollowed the Titans, yada, yada, yada. It happens now all the time in contract negotiations. This is just kind of standard procedure, right? Does it mean that things aren't off to a great start? Probably. It probably means that, they're not close as of right now. Do I have any fear here that the Titans are not going to re-sign Simmons? Absolutely not. And I get, with A.J. Brown, I understand what all happened there and the fear. But here's a couple things you have to remember. One, different GM. Two, the Titans and Mike Vrabel value more what Simmons does than they did what A.J. Brown does. Now, right or wrong, whatever. And I do think Mike Vrabel is a big A.J. Brown guy, and I think he was pissed when John Robinson traded A.J. Brown. But I think that Vrabel knows the value of Jeffrey Simmons. A guy that's definitely, a top five? That's definitely not controversial. Probably a top two or three interior pass rusher in the league. Vrabel knows the value of that. Vrabel wants to play a style that values that, right? So I have zero concern that Simmons is not going to be here long term. I don't think there's any way. I mean, unless they're going to put him in a package to trade up to get the first pick to get a quarterback, which I don't see that happening either. And, we can debate whether or not that would be smart. I don't know. I think that if they were to do that and get a quarterback and that quarterback's a star, then it's worth it. There's risk there because Jeffrey Simmons is really good. You don't know about whatever quarterback you would be trading up to get. So there's certainly risk there. But I don't think that's a scenario. I don't think that's the road we're going down. So, I'm not going to worry about this. I think Jeffrey Simmons is going to be a Titan. I think they value him. I think they value what he does. I don't see a scenario where he doesn't end up here. Maybe that's foolish. We've been burned before. Just last year. But again, different regime, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's the kind of stuff that happened over the weekend with the combine going on. You always get a few things, just news kind of stuff trickling out. So just wanted to jump on real quick, talk a little bit about that. Again, follow the podcast wherever you get the podcast. Just search out Music City Miracles. The name and that stuff, the SB Nation affiliation will be changing probably at some point this month, but you won't have to do anything. If you subscribe to this feed, it's still going to come to this feed. The look and the name and that kind of stuff will just change. So no worries for you there. But go ahead and subscribe, tell your friends, and we'll, update periodically throughout the off season. And then once we get in season, it'll be daily. So, that's all I got for this morning. Hope everybody has a great day. Thanks for listening. Again, musicmiracles.com, @JMorrisMCM, @TitansMCM. Again, thanks for listening. We will talk to you again later.